Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Eddie Mannion, also known as Kingfish, right?
That's right.
Yeah, who's going to be coming to the Fillmore on March 18th for the annual Rock and Roll for Children benefit concert. Eddie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to the show, March 18th at the Fillmore.
Absolutely. How'd they get a hold of you, and why did you say, hey, this is a great cause, I gotta do this?
Well, I'm part of a band called Little Steven and Disciples of Soul, and I play baritone sax. And we just recorded an album with Little Steven in New York, and we did one show, first show in 30 years, actually. We did one show in London at the O2 Indigo this past October, and recorded an album this past December. And Stephen was asked to play for this benefit for Rock and Roll for Children, and that's why I'm part of it.
That's awesome.
And looking forward to it. You know, I've been very fortunate over the years to, you know, to work with artists like Little Steven and Bruce Springsteen, who I just finished a few tours with, the Wrecking Ball tour and the High Hopes tour with Bruce Springsteen and New Street Band. And been fortunate to work with the people that actually care about things in the world and are actually very good role models and do things and have been doing things for kids for the past 40 years.
Definitely. And since very few people can claim they can, you know, stay on stage for, because I mean, when you're playing with Bruce or Little Steven, I mean,
you guys
go like, you know, 4 hours, like that's a regular night usually. So like, how do you, I mean, that's got to be one of the most endurance testing gigs there is. And, you know, how does a guy like the Boss or Little Steven, how do you guys keep that energy to do that? My mind is blown by that every time I see your runtime.
Well, yeah, it actually is amazing, and it definitely keeps you young and keeps you in shape. And, and that's part of working with Little Steven or Bruce. You know, you have to be at the top of your game. I remember once with the Little Steven Disciples of Soul back in 1982, we were actually traveling on tour, and Steve would bring a portable gym, and he had it underneath the tour bus. And in those days, hotels like Holiday Inns and they didn't have gyms and hotels. And like 1982, there were no gyms. So Steve would bring his own gym, and he would set it up in a room at the hotel, and we were all asked to participate and be down there at 6 o'clock in the morning and work out. Same with Bruce. I mean, Bruce, man, he's. You know, he's always working out, and he's in the, when we're traveling on tour, he's always at the gym at the hotel, and so you know, it's the big stage. You know, it's a
definitely
big stage, and you have to you know, be ready to go from one part of the stage to the next, so you know, you try to stay in shape.
Absolutely. If some of our listeners, let's say they've seen E Street Band, let's say at the Nats Park or something a couple years ago, but let's say they've never seen you guys do the Disciples of Soul group. What makes that unique, and you know, what can they kind of expect to hear?
What makes it unique is Little Steven is the front man, and he writes all the songs, and Steve is a tremendous songwriter, and I've been working with Steve since the beginning of my recording career with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes for like the last 40 years. And you know, Steven wrote all the songs for the first three albums with Southside Johnny,
right.
and You know, he's just a tremendous songwriter, and you can expect some great songs, and you can expect some great songs with horns. We have a five-piece horn section, and I was fortunate to do a lot of the arranging with Steve on this record, and actually he does the arranging, and I do all the work. I write it down and I put it on my music notation and my music software Sibelius, and give out the parts to the other horn players in the studio, and Steve makes corrections and then I correct my charts, and then he changes things again and I change my things, and so we've had a great working relationship musically for 40 years.
That's awesome. And then if our people come out to the Fillmore and see the show on the 18th, are we going to hear, what sort of songs are we going to hear? Is it going to be all your guys' original stuff? Or is there going to be mixing in some covers of other things? I know
Mostly Steven original songs.
Nice.
And also a few covers thrown in that we rehearsed and did for a show in this past October, October 31st in London, and it was for Blues Fest. So you might hear a couple of cover songs that are blues orientated. Which is a lot of fun. So, you know, a combination of mostly originals and a few cover songs.
That's awesome. How'd you get the nickname Kingfish? I need to know this.
Actually, I got that from Steven, I guess, back in the 80s. I don't know how it came about. I mean, it might have to do with me or them thinking that I get all the women at one time.
You still do, right?
I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't remember that at all. I don't remember I don't remember that part of it, but it might have something to do with it.
That's awesome.
And then Bruce gave me a nickname on this past Wrecking Ball tour. He started calling me the Thin Man.
There you go.
So, you know, there you go. I don't know which one to keep.
A man of many nicknames.
yeah.
How did you see? I mean, you've gone back with Steven forever. Yeah. How did him being on what was it like that little 8-9 year stretch when he was on The Sopranos? What, how was that working with him during that whole stretch?
Well, you know, it was just the perfect part for little Steven. Knowing him all these years, so you know he's. He's always been a character, he's always loved gangster movies, and I think The Godfather, and he used to watch them, and even when we were on tour, I can remember watching them on the bus with him, he's very much an authority on Hollywood and film history and which was surprising to me. He's got that comical part about him, you know, there's like a little bit cartoon character so you put that together with the gangster, and then that's perfect part for Steven. He's always been a fan of the Three Stooges and stuff like that.
He's a man of many talents.
man of many talents, that's for sure. But his greatest gift is his songwriting and his guitar playing and just a tremendous musician.
That's awesome. Well, I think we have Chris Patti on the other line to do one more. But just in closing, why should we come out? Why is this such a great cause?
Well, it's a great cause for kids, and I've been doing. I do a lot of benefits throughout the year, and I've been doing a lot of benefits for Parkinson's disease with Light of Day, and we do Christmas benefits for Holiday Express over the years, and I just look forward to it. It's you know, when you do something nice for kids, it's makes you feel good, and you know, that's why I'm going to be there. So.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time, Eddie. Thanks so much, and we'll see you out there.
All righty. See you Saturday the 18th.
Thank you. Bye.